call the Doug and Joe Show.
Hello? Hello? 916-766-9370.
The Doug and Joe Show on 93.7
The River.
All right, time for another exciting edition of What Would You Do? 766-9370. Someone, let's say, tells you that they've left an envelope or a pair of concert tickets under their welcome mat at the front door for you to pick up, okay?
Why, because they're not going to be home or something?
Well, maybe they're not going to be home, or maybe they're going to be busy. So after you pick up, say, the tickets, what do you do next?
What do you mean, after I get the tickets?
Yeah, after you pick the tickets up underneath the floor, Matt.
Well, I probably would knock on the door to thank them.
Okay.
I mean, what would you do? What the hell would you do after you got these tickets?
Well, that's why I'm asking. What would you do? You ask me. I would leave. I would pick up the tickets that were left under the doormat or in the mailbox or where have you, and I'd leave.
Without saying thank you?
Well, yeah. You take the tickets, get in my car, I drive off.
Well, the tickets that we just picked up, were they free? Did we pay for them?
Well, let's say the tickets or whatever it is, let's say they were free. They're free, okay?
All right, so you just got free tickets. You're not even going to thank them for them.
Well, no, because I already thanked them.
When?
Well, when I talked to them on the phone and we set the arrangement up to pick up the tickets. How else would I know the tickets are under the doormat or in the wherever? Yeah, I already thanked them. Hey, bro, I'll come by. I'll get the tickets. Thanks, man. Like that.
Oh, this is I know this is a trick. This is
a trick. It's not a trick. It's just a question. What would you do?
Why does it matter?
Because I'm curious what people would do. Will they knock on the door like you say? Or will they just get the tickets and leave? Because I think everybody out there has had someone leave a box, leave tickets, leave something out on the front porch for you to pick up. Hey, come by and get it. I'll leave it on the front porch. I think everybody has done that.
Why do you even care?
Because, like everything, there's a wrong way and a right way to do things with everything in life.
All right, so let me guess. Because I knocked on the door to thank him, I'm guessing I did this the wrong way.
Well, yes, absolutely, Joe. You did it the wrong way. Because think about this, and the reason I ask is because if they wanted to be bothered, they would have just said, hey, come by, get the tickets. But because they said the tickets are under the mat or wherever, that automatically means do not disturb them. Get your stuff and go about your day.
Do you actually sit around and come up with all these crap rules just to make other people mad?
Actually, yes. And I was sick, so I thought about this because I had to put something out on my porch and I did not want to be bothered. It's called etiquette. That's the way stuff works. If someone puts something under a mat or on the porch, you just pick it up, you leave. There's no need to knock because if they're home, they don't want to see you. Dana, do you agree or disagree with that? If you put something underneath your porch, do you expect the person to knock on the door and thank you? Or if you pick something up, do you knock and thank them?
Well, mine is, when I've done this, I don't knock on the door. Most of the time it's because they're not home and they left them under something for me because they weren't home.
Okay. So everyone's done this though, right?
Someone's left something on the porch. I do this all the time.
Okay.
And so... In that situation, I usually text them and say, hey, I picked up the tickets, just so they know that I picked them up and like somebody
didn't
grab
them.
Yes, exactly. Gotcha. So I just confirm that I picked them up. And yeah, I might throw in a thank you or whatever, even if I already thanked them. But uh-huh. I don't knock on their door, no.
So knocking on the door is rude.
Well, I don't want to talk to people anyway, so. But yes.
See, that's where I'm at.
Well, I would kind of figure you would... If they're leaving it outside, they're not there, but yes. You knock just to simply say thank you.
Okay.
But if they're not there, why would you knock?
That's a great question.
Well, if they tell you to come by and pick them up, they're either going to say, hey, I'm not going to be home, or sometimes they'll just say, hey, I put them out on the front porch. They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
Which is what I did, and luckily, I didn't get a knock when I did this, but I know that most of the time, people... Hey, bro, thanks again, man. Hey, thanks for the tickets. You know, we get a lot of free tickets. Sometimes I'll put stuff under doormats. Most of the time, people knock, and I'm home. I don't want to get up. I don't want to talk to you. That's why I put them underneath the door. Just get the stuff that I gave you for free and go see the concert or leave me. That's how it works. There's no need to knock, in my opinion. I know Joe's thorough, and he's thankful, but I think that's what it means when people leave stuff out there, whether they're home or not. Don't bother them.
I could see that, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I typically would just answer my door, I think, if someone was going to come over and get... If I'm home, why would I leave it outside?
So, because you don't want to be bothered. Or you're going to be busy.
You guys are just two different sides of the coin here.
I can't even think the way you do.
Why is it so outlandish?
I can't even put myself in your shoes.
So, okay, let's say you're going to jump in the shower. You're going to be busy. You put something.
I leave my front door open. I say, "Come on in. I'll be out of the shower in 10 minutes. I'll see you in a sec."
I do not do that.
Yeah, Joe has had a long drought, hasn't he? It's been a long. Joe just leaves his door open and showers. Hell, the mailman can come in. Anybody, just someone, please.
You wouldn't let your friends come in and wait for you to get done showering?
If I was expecting a friend and I knew they were coming over, I would possibly leave the door unlocked. But yeah. I'm at home by myself most of the time. I'm a tiny little woman. I'm not going to let any random person come into my house. Like, that scares me.
What about your friend?
If it's my friend...
I mean, you wouldn't open your front door to a random. Hey, Bob the delivery guy. Yeah, I got the front door.
No, but I guess my point is like, if my friend was coming over and I had to jump in the shower really quickly, I wouldn't leave the door unlocked.
Yeah,
I'm not inviting some random person into my house.
And when she says inviting, she doesn't mean that, you know, there's a note on the door saying, "Hey, door's unlocked, friend. Come on in," because then parcel delivery guy shows up. He's like, "Whoa."
What do you just tell them by text? I'm going to be in the shower.
Yes, I would text them and tell them that.
You
would
make yourself at home.
Not that part.
Yeah, they run late. They get caught up in traffic. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I would just tell them, "Hey, I'm jumping in the shower. I will be out as soon as I can. Sorry if the door's locked right now."
Yeah,
that's what I would tell
them. Say, "Hey, put the tickets under the door. Done." That way, if I want to take a shower, they come later than I thought. I'm busy, or I don't want to see them. The tickets are there. Don't knock. Don't give me the knock and say, "Hey, got him." You don't need to do that. We've already established the tickets are under the door. Leave me alone.
All right.
766-9370. I think that's common courtesy not to knock, but some people do. I don't think you should have to, though.
You don't think you should have to knock and say thank you?
No.
Just grab your tickets and go?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even really disagree with you on that.
No, okay. Here's Don Henley.